One of the critical things, and this is a challenge that cuts across all of the technologies, is affordability, right? So in order to get to net zero emissions, we'll never get there unless we have solutions that can really harness market forces. And if you will have market forces propelling them, feel wind at the back. We can't think about getting there with the magnitude of change we want to achieve if we have things that cost radically more than today, that people can't afford, that businesses can't afford. So that's a challenge. I will also say it's the challenge that I actually feel one of the most confident that we are addressing. Batteries are a great example. Today, batteries are more expensive than an internal combustion engine. When you look at the total vehicle, battery electric vehicle versus comparable internal combustion engine. However, we have dropped the cost of those dramatically. And they are now at the point where people can see, manufacturers, others can see, we can get there. We can actually get this to be cost effective with internal combustion engines. It's going to take a little bit longer. There are really great tax incentives that have been passed by Congress, the Inflation Reduction Act, that help bridge that gap. But remember, my goal is getting us to net zero across the whole economy. That means that we have to get all of these vehicles to ultimately be at net zero, or the vast majority of them. And we've got to do it by about 2035 if we want to hit 2050, because if you want, your new vehicles have to be there in order that fleet turnover can happen.
Yeah.
So we ultimately can't have tax subsidies supporting things forever. They're really a critical bridge strategy. They'll get us to the point where these technologies can be more cost effective. But at some point, the technologies do need to live on their own.